Hi, Emily. I was just calling because I am very new to the world of guinea pigs, and I was going to book in just a general wellness check for sometime over the next few weeks, just to get them looked over and make sure they're healthy and whatnot. Except this morning I came out and there was a surprise little baby in the cage. So I am thinking that I probably need to be doing it a bit sooner rather than later because I'm still actually not too sure who the mummy is. But I just want to check that they all are girls, like I thought, and just get I guess the baby especially and the mum checked over and probably just the other, the general wellness check to just make sure everything is all good. Yes. Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, of course. No, that's all good. That's okay. It's all good. Well, I was just going to say sorry because I've only had the guineas for 5 weeks. So I think one of them has come in pregnant. Because is it right there? Is it at like a 2 month gestation period? I was reading. So I guess I'm not, well, hopefully I'm not being given a boy instead of a girl. So yeah, I'm not too worried about that part. I was more worried about the baby just for planning because I thought if he is a boy, obviously I'll have to plan ahead for what will happen with him for future. But yeah, so I think one of them has come in pregnant and given birth. I think I know which one it is, but I didn't want to sort of freak her out and pick her up and stuff yet just to see. If she's got teats or anything, but for now they all seem fine. Everyone is eating well, energetic, happy. So I think little baby looks healthy. So maybe if you can't sex till they're at least a week old, maybe if we book it in for next week, and then I'll if yeah. I read that at like I because I'm new to them. I'm not 100% sure, but I did look and I think they are girls, going by what the diagrams say they should look like. But yes, yeah. So hopefully that part is all in order. But yeah, maybe then I'll book it in for sometime next week to bring them all in, and that way little one can be sexed and that's all. How much, just out of curiosity, is it for each of them to do the full health and sexing? Okay. I'll probably just do all of them, just to make sure, I guess, that they're all healthy, everything is good. Otherwise, I've got no reason to think they're not, but I guess because they're all new, maybe it's good to get them checked over. So yeah, if you just let me know for all five and baby six, how much we would be looking at. Yeah, all good, no worries. That's okay. 360 total? Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. No. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, that is all good. Yeah, if that's all right, then I'll book in all six for next week. Let's have a look at my work calendar. If you've got anything on Monday, I am free anytime that day. Okay, I guess if we just do 9 a.m., get it done early in the morning. No, I've not been there before. I did book in originally I started with three, and I did have them booked in for a couple of weeks ago for a health check, and then I had to take my daughter to hospital, and I turned up canceling it. But then I got the other two little ones as well. So I thought, oh, I'll just book it all in, yeah, together. So you may have me in the system and three of them in the system, but they've never actually been seen yet. Gray, Gray. Yes, that's it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Monday, beautiful. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, okay, no worries. Excellent. Sounds good. Thank you so much for fitting me in, and I'll see you next week. All right, thanks. See ya. Bye.